USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the U.S. death toll topping 28,000, President Trump promoted the Thursday announcement as he looks to reopen the economy.
We're going to be announcing guidelines.
The firm stay-at-home orders imposed by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were met with protesters.
We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdressers, get our hair done.
Whitmer said medical professionals say COVID-19 stays active on the surface for 3 days. That goes for common areas like ATMs and gas pumps.
One sick person touches it, and a nurse who's going to her shift touches it, and a food worker who's going to the store to stack the shelves touches it. You've just taken out people who are part of the life-sustaining work that needs to be done in a global pandemic. And so everyone's got to do their part.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A U.S. official is calling out China after the AP reported a story about 6 days in January where Chinese officials kept quiet about the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper claims China could have been much more transparent in the early days of the coronavirus outbreak. Esper is saying that China is still suppressing vital information, and he says it inhibited global efforts to get a jump on a search for treatments and a vaccine. Meanwhile, the secretary also says the U.S. military continues to be, in his words, all in doing whatever is necessary to help protect the American people during the pandemic.
Banking and financial services executives at a Trump Council meeting to reopen the economy said that the administration needs to dramatically increase the availability of coronavirus testing before public confidence can return. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are wondering how safe they'll be once the country reopens back up after the COVID peak. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
President Trump says with the federal government's guidance, it's basically in the state's hands as far as when to start reopening each particular state. New poll out from Axios shows that a large percentage of Americans consider common public activities such as going to the grocery store, shopping, or attending family gatherings to be at large or moderate risk right now. Dr. Demi Nampiarpil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine and a physician. She tells Fox News we can expect folks to get sick once things do open back up.
Some people will get sick when we start reopening the economy. I mean, I don't think anybody has doubts about that happening. You know, as soon as we have more contact, it's possible that people can get sick. The thing is, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. So whether it's with testing, treatment, or the vaccine, we're going to look at all of these three things to try to minimize the number of people that get sick and the severity of those illnesses. So, you know, I don't think anyone should have the expectation that no one will get sick and we have to wait for that before we open the economy. But at the same time, we want to have as much control as possible over those variables.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.